From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins the fourth in a series of studies dealing with the occurrences in the New Testament where the Lord Jesus Christ asserted His deity by using that name which belongs to God alone, I Am. This is the name by which God revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush. It is the name of the eternal, self-existent, never-changing God. In the Gospel of John, Christ used this name of Himself seven times. In John chapter 10, verses 1 through 9, we find the third instance of Christ's use of I Am. Although later in the passage the Savior referred to Himself as the Good Shepherd, His first statement of the chapter is, I am the door. As Dr. Cairns would explain, this passage is an allegory in which Christ defines the character of under-shepherds or pastors, as well as the significance of the fold. According to the Savior's explanation, the fold contains many flocks representative of the true people of God who are under the care of under-shepherds. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, The Distinguishing Mark of a True Shepherd. First, here's an encouraging thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is called Needs to Open Our Mouths. The text is Psalm 81 and verse 10. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. What an encouragement to pray! Our human notions would lead us to ask small things, because our deservings are so small. But the Lord would have us request great blessings. Prayer should be as simple a matter as the opening of the mouth. It should be a natural, unconstrained utterance. When a man is in earnest, he opens his mouth wide, and our text urges us to be fervent in our supplications. Yet it also means that we may make bold with God and ask many and large blessings at His hands. Read the whole verse and see the argument. I am Jehovah, thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Because the Lord has given us so much, He invites us to ask for more, yea, to expect more. See how the little birds in their nest seem to be all mouth when the mother comes to feed them. Let it be the same with us. Let us take in grace at every door. Let us drink it in as a sponge sucks up the water in which it lies. God is ready to fill us if we are only ready to be filled. Let our needs make us open our mouths. Let our faintness cause us to open our mouths and pant. Yea, let our alarm make us open our mouths with a child's cry. The opened mouth shall be filled by the Lord Himself. So be it unto us, O Lord, this day.
And bids me ask.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
John's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his own inspired and infallible word for his name's sake. This morning we continue in John chapter 10 with the statements of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning himself. I've pointed out that seven times in this gospel we have statements in which he says, I am. We started with John 8, verse 58, which actually is outside the seven. I took it as controlling all the rest. He says, before Abraham was, I am. The message being that the Lord Jesus is Jehovah. That's the message of that text. Now, there are seven places other than that in John's gospel where Jesus says what he is. He fills out the statement so that we may put all these together and have a very complete self-revelation and self-description of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 10, we have two of these important I am statements of Christ. In verse 7 and verse 9, he says, I am the door. In verse 11 and verse 14, he says, I am the good shepherd. Now, both of these statements were spoken as part of a discourse in which the Lord Jesus was exposing and opposing the Pharisees, who were false pastors, false shepherds among the sheep. And if you keep that in mind, I think it will help make a lot of sense of things in John 10, which people find difficult. This is one of those chapters that many of us learn by heart in Sunday school because it's counted to be, well, it's one of the simple passages of Scripture. In actual fact, almost every time I have heard a preacher preach on it, he has got into immense difficulties. He has mangled the passage and tied himself in knots. I have heard, I'm thinking of one of the greatest preachers I ever heard. And when he came to this passage I have read this morning, he was preaching away with great liberty until it became apparent, if not to him, to everybody else, that he was tying himself in knots. It's not so simple after all. I hope I haven't given a prophecy, and I hope I haven't given a description of myself this morning, because I'm very much aware of that possibility. But the important thing is to just see the outline, the structure of how this develops. In the first five verses, the Lord Jesus gives us a parable. That's how it's translated. Actually, John's gospel doesn't actually speak in the original text of a parable. That's in the synoptic gospels. There's another word here. If you were dealing with one word, the word would be translated a proverb. But since this is not one word, it's more of an allegory. Now, don't get tied up with the terms. You want to call it a parable, I'm not really going to fight with you, but there's some elements of parable that aren't here. If you want to know the difference between a parable and an allegory, it's very simple. You go back to English class. You remember you learned figures of speech. If I say of someone, well, I'd better be careful and say something nice. Take it biblically. If I say God's people are his sheep, I'm using a metaphor. If I say God's people are like sheep, I'm using a simile. A parable is an extended simile. An allegory is an extended metaphor. That's the difference. Now, I hope you're all a whole lot wiser and a whole lot blessed, and you'll go home saying, now, wasn't it well worthwhile going to get that little English lesson? So this is, we'll use the word allegory. Verses 1 to 5, he gives us an allegory. Verse 6 tells us they didn't understand it. So verse 7 to verse 9, he gives us the interpretation of the allegory, in which he speaks of himself as the door. Interpreting the allegory of the first 5 verses, he says, I am the door. Then in verses 10 through 18, he uses this whole statement, the allegory and its interpretation, as a launching point for the discourse about himself as the good shepherd. Now, it's very important that you remember that these two statements arise out of the same allegory, but one is the actual interpretation, that's, I am the door. The other is an extension because it's closely related, and it's a good and natural extension to make. But you must keep them separate and treat them separately and distinctly. Let me show you how important it is. In verse 11, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And because he says, I am the good shepherd, a lot of people, including that great preacher that I mentioned tying himself in knots, coming to the first part, to verse 2, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd. Actually, the Greek text says is a shepherd of the sheep. Because Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, automatically we go into automatic pilot in verse 2 and say, the shepherd there must be the Lord Jesus Christ. But that would be a very wrong conclusion, and it leads to all sorts of difficulties. In verse 2, the Lord Jesus is speaking of a shepherd who enters in through the door, and Jesus says, I am the door. So you can see how difficult it is when a preacher is talking about Christ entering in through himself. So they have to say, no, in the words of the preacher I'm referring to, this is the door of prophecy. So we now have two doors in the first 5 verses. Others in church history have said, no, this is the door of Moses. Christ entered in by fulfilling the law. Theologically very true, but again, you have this monstrosity of in 5 verses a little allegory with two doors in it, without anything to tell you we're speaking of different doors at all. The simple realization is that the Lord Jesus is not speaking of himself in verse 2. He doesn't speak of himself as the shepherd until later in the chapter. In verses 7 to 9, he is speaking of himself as a door through which the shepherd and his sheep enter. So he's speaking rather not of himself in the opening part, but of the under-shepherds, his ministers, the ministers of the gospel, true pastors of his sheep. And because their work rests on his work as the chief shepherd, it's natural then he should extend the whole thing in verses 11 and 14 and speak of himself as the true shepherd. Now, that subject, the true shepherd, we'll wait for until next week, God willing. But today we look at the door. Now, to understand the passage, you've got to understand the allegory. It's based on the typical day in the life of a shepherd and his flock. It's probable indeed that it was the sight of the shepherds returning with their flocks and putting them into the sheepfold for the night that called forth this discourse from the Lord Jesus Christ. Each night, the flocks of different shepherds would be brought, and they would be entered into the sheepfold, which was a secure place, a large, unroofed enclosure with high walls around it, guarded by watchmen and a porter at the door. So each night the flocks would come, they'd be led in to the security of the sheepfold. Each morning the shepherds would come, and as each shepherd would come to the door of the fold, he would gain lawful admission. He would call the name of a sheep that was known as the leader of the flock. It would come toward him, and then the rest of that shepherd's flock would follow the leader of the flock out. He would lead them out, as Eastern shepherds did, never driving, but leading their sheep. He would lead them out under his protection to the pastures for that day. Now, based on that everyday scene, the Lord Jesus Christ here paints a picture. Actually, two little pictures. It's nighttime. The flocks have been safely placed in the fold. The door has been secured. The watchmen are at their stations, and the porter is also there. During the night, a man comes, and he tries to climb the wall. Jesus says, "This man is a thief and a robber." One speaking of his subtlety, his deceptiveness, the other speaking of his violence. This thief and robber comes aiming to steal, or to kill, or to destroy. That's one little picture. There's another. It is morning time, and with the coming of the morning comes another man. He comes forthrightly to the door of the sheepfold, and he is readily admitted. And he's recognized as a shepherd who has come to lead out his sheep. He utters his peculiar cry. The leader of the flock responds to that cry, and his sheep follow him out to their pasture. Those are the pictures that the Savior paints. Now, so much for the allegorical illustration. Now for the actual interpretation. The sheep are God's people. They are God's true people. I'm not going to be preaching on the sheepfold and the sheep and the flocks and even not very much on the shepherds, just a little about them. At least one peculiar angle on them. But there's a very great exactness here. In this sheepfold, you have various flocks. Because the sheep all together here are speaking of the true people of God. Always beware of any church, any denomination, any assembly. Always beware of any one of those that claims to be the exclusive and only flock of God. That they are the only true church. That they are the only people of God. It's not true. That sheepfold contains the flocks of many pastors.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.